This is Bird Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant,
that would be me,
at fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America, discussing police cameras and the Ferguson shooting. It has been a couple of decades since medical complications took my father from us. A friend, who had lost his own father, once asked me how long it had taken me to recover from the loss. I answered, "I'll let you know." I still enjoy memories of our conversations. It was a Monday evening in mid-July. My dad and I were talking about Watergate. Pretty much everybody was talking about Watergate in those days.
Alexander Butterfield had just revealed that a secret recording system had documented a whole lot of conversations between President Nixon and his top aides.
Later that week, the president would refer to those who would wallow in Watergate rather than tending to the business of the nation. He was, of course, talking about folks like us. Rumors that he might resign were poppycock. A country singer on Johnny Carson was asked what he'd been doing of late.
"I've been wallowing in Watergate."
My dad and I were doing our share of wallowing, speculating whether the newly revealed tapes would bring down the president. In spite of John Dean's testimony, I doubted that Nixon himself had done anything criminal. If he had, he wouldn't have been foolish enough to say anything on tape. "Nope, he's done," my dad said. His reasoning was based on a simple observation. The initial reaction from the Nixon White House to the revelation of the tapes was a grim silence. John Dean and his family were reported to be gleeful.
One notable result of the slaying of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, comes from the deeply troubling ambiguity of the circumstances of that death.
On the one side, we have witnesses. Most saw pieces of the confrontation. On the other side, we have an anonymous caller to a radio station who calls herself Josie. She provides a circuitous route to what may be the account of the officer, Darren Wilson. According to that call, the officer reported an account of the shooting to the Ferguson Police Department, then repeated that account to his significant other, who then told her friend, who is the Josie who called the radio station, who then broadcast her call. The plain truth is, we don't know what the plain truth is, not for sure. The context of police mistreatment of the community does not tell us. The context of Michael Brown's character does not tell us.
It is possible we will know more as additional evidence comes in.
It's also possible we will never know. The frustration that comes with a lack of knowledge has provided some momentum to an already existing movement to provide police officers with body cameras and to insist on their use. The chief deputy of the Anoka County, Georgia Sheriff's Office writes a nationally read blog.
"In my experience, video clears more peace officers of false accusations than it catches those committing malevolent acts." That was Chief J. Lee Weems on July 8, 2013.
Experience in Rialto, California is often used as a basis for proposals in other cities. It is the first actual study of the effect of video recordings. Police use of force is down 60%. Complaints against the police have dropped by 88%. The police chief explains why police have grown to like the idea.
Mr. Farrar says officers have told him of cases when citizens arrive at a Rialto police station to file a complaint, and the supervisor was able to retrieve and play on the spot the video of what had transpired. The individuals left the station with basically no other things to say and have never come back, he says. That was the New York Times reporting on April 6, 2013.
There are privacy concerns. We want some caution about images of victims and the most vulnerable of witnesses put where they might end up in public view. But I am reminded of conversations from long ago with a father whom I miss more than can be expressed. We don't know who would have been happy if we suddenly found that the entire Ferguson incident had been recorded on video. Two private companies have contributed body cameras to the Ferguson police force. Officers are currently in training. News outlets report the officers are delighted at the opportunity to record their interactions with the public. This is Bird Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant.
That would be me.
At fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America.